So I said, Mother, Father, God, Father, Mother, God. And one guy afterwards go, well, when the heck did God become a female? So, you know, we are in a different place of awareness. And it's okay. Because that Mother, Father, God is energy inside of us. And I'm reading this book. I love it. And it's always talking about He, that voice within us. And really it ought to be, well, it might be Mother, Father, God. It's Mother, Father is indicative of whenever we need that feminine energy or that following, that Father image, that balance all together. That voice within us can give us anything we need. And so we believe here in one God, many names, one energy. And it's not up it's not out there. It's not up there. It's not a man on the throne. It's that divine energy within us. And thinking this morning, you know, if you go to traditional Sunday school, this is something good you learn. You know, listen, if you're going to do something bad, your conscience will tell you, don't do that. Well, I was thinking along those lines while sitting here, and I thought, you know, that could have been part of our real self coming through, giving us direction, even when we were small. And Spirit says we commune with that higher self more than we know, because it gives us information all the time. And how we can tell the difference sometimes is if we're doing something that might be self-centered, or maybe you're telling a story that's not quite accurate, whatever it is that people do, I don't know, that you wouldn't ordinarily do if you had meditated and been in that correct mind. And when we get into that correct mind, say we meditate or just say an affirmation in the morning, then we get sprinkles of that guidance all day long. And most people, when we hear of a punishing God or a God that we're supposed to love, that is supposed to do all these other things, that's contradictory. And a lot of people like me just run the opposite way until you run into something that makes sense, that speaks to your heart. So, also, we are in this metaphysical church. We believe in self-culture. In self-culture, that means that we try to be the best we can be in the ways that we know how. Now, in this Aquarian age, this seems like it's kind of opposites because we give messages here. But in this Aquarian age, it's not about going to a medium to tell you what to do. It's about learning to get that guidance from that real self, that God self within you, that great I am, that Christ consciousness within you right now. It's learning how to open that door to get that guidance yourself so that you can become the person you came here on this earth plane to be. Now, to do that, Spirit used to talk about monitor your thinking. Now, the reason you monitor your thinking is because, okay, if you're not thinking in a positive way, then you're working with our world mind. We're working with that little mind that goes, oh, well, I thought she was a little angry today, didn't you? Those kind of things that the earth mind says. Or maybe the earth mind's telling you, well, everybody else has a happy life but me. I must not be good enough. All those kind of things. It's important to think about what we're thinking about. Those kind of thoughts mean that we've given access to that world mind. Now, to change our thinking and to think about glorious things, and sometimes, to switch this up just a little bit, sometimes we might wake up and we're sad. And maybe we don't know why we're sad, but we have this emotion that we don't know if something's happened or did I not do something right, and am I... So just allow that thought to be with you for a few little thoughts. And then just flow right into something that you're grateful for. Like, oh, yes, we have rain today. Or the sun is so beautiful today. There's always something that we can redirect our thoughts. When you use the word redirect and slowly go into that, it can be very easy. When you say, monitor your thinking, you can't be thinking that way. Oh, you just want to give up sometimes. So this is a much easier way to redirect something that makes your emotions feel calmer and better. And so then when we practice that, then when those wonderful thoughts come in or ideas, if you're a painter, maybe you get an idea of what to paint. I know I used to do stained glass, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd see the design. And I go, I've got to do that next. And it's getting these images or thoughts that can direct your life in something that you need to be directed in. So anyway, that's, and with that, we need to learn to listen. To listen to that higher mind. Listen to that higher mind that tells us, oh my goodness, we're a child of God. We feel that energy. And we came to be who we are for a reason. So it's time for us to embrace who we are. And it's time for us to embrace the fact that we came here to, I think in that song it said, God glow. There's something, that's a beautiful... Let God glow. Let your God glow. Let your inspiration glow and guide your life. And most of all, when we do that, we can be joyous and we can be happy. And this is what we talk about a lot of times, self-responsibility. Now, I'm not talking about... people with brain chemicals. I have people in my family. I'm not talking about that. I'm not advocating don't take your medicine, don't do this. No, I'm saying with it. Monitor your feet. Monitor your thinking. Realize that you're the miracle in your life. We talk about miracle moments. Do you realize just to live in this body, this vehicle, to get around in this life, that's a miracle. And if you have a talent, that's a double miracle. And if you have had the courage to use that talent, that's terrific. Do you know how many people, I call it sins of omission, because they want to give something of themselves, but they don't think they're good enough. Listen, you're good enough. If you've got the thought, you're already good enough. It's that lower self that tells us you're not good enough. What you have come, if you have come during this time in this Aquarian age and you're seated in this church, there's something that you need to hear. And that is, you're a miracle. And you have come to express who you are at this time. And there isn't any more loving person in this world than you are. You've just been, if you think otherwise, you've just been redirected in some way, and you are beginning, or you have been believing something that is wrong. Because everyone born on this earth plane, or anything that's created, is of that God presence. But as we come here, life after life, we begin to understand. We don't just come here and know it in one lifetime. They even speak about the great prophets, and Jesus had many lifetimes, many lessons. And we need to understand, we aren't here to accomplish everything at once. We're here just to be the sweetest, most creative, loving person we can be. That's all you need. And to begin to listen to that inspiration that's within you. But until you know it exists, you don't know to listen for it. That's the great thing about growing spiritually. That's the great thing of realizing right here, right now, you're good enough and you are part of God. And if you put a smile on your face and feel the warmth in your heart that wants to come out, you can't help but have that light in your eyes. You know, my teacher used to say, look in someone's eyes. And if there's a light coming back to you, you know that they're thinking in the right place right now. If you see that beam of light coming from their eyes, you know that love is coming from their heart. And whether they realize it or not, they are in tune with that God self within them. It's kind of like we're a vehicle, like a car. When we turn on the car, the lights automatically come on now, right? It's just the old cars you have to turn the light on. Well, this is the new age too. Tune in, turn yourself on, and the light of your eyes automatically come on. It really is that simple. It's just a matter of, number one, doing it, and two, being reminded. Because in this day of fire alarms, let me tell you, sometimes we forget. So we need little reminders. And most of all, for your life, for your benefit, realize the miracle that you are right now, right here today. God bless you all.